This is Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Middle and high school principals share their successes, challenges, and advice on creating a college-going culture and a positive learning environment for students and staff.
The 7th and 8th graders have a high school student who looks out for them, intercedes if there's bullying. They can ask them questions. They can get homework help. They have a friendly face in the upperclassmen so that they know somebody's there for them.
On the flip side of that, too, is that our upperclassmen get to know our younger kids as students and almost like peers in a role where they really are looked up to and they really are put in a leadership position.
Powers High School has created a mentoring program that supports middle school students transition to the high school and develops leadership skills for upperclassmen mentors. Principal Matt Shorb and Gear Up Coordinator Ellen Baldwin discussed the logistics of the program and its results.
We have a unique setting in that we're a 7th through 12th grade school. And so our 7th and 8th graders are actually in the high school with our high school students. And we noticed that the 7th and 8th graders are pretty intimidated by the high school students, and we wanted to address that. So through Gear Up, we decided to try having a mentor program where we sat down in the fall, the Gear Up committee, and we talk about what 9th through 12th graders we think are good leaders and could work well with the junior high kids. And then we approach them and ask them if they'd be willing to do that. Then we assign the 7th and 8th graders to the mentors we think will work well together.
One of our luxuries in this small of a school is that we know our students so well. We look for a variety of things as strengths. I think it's good to have different types of mentors because they connect with different types of kids. So you might have one mentor who is your classic student athlete. You might have another mentor who is not an athlete at all, but works hard in classes, maybe has a job outside of school. We think that strength is in variety and not necessarily just in a cookie cutter mentor. We don't just send these upper level high school kids into these sessions blind. We outline expectations, what their role is, and it kind of evolves as it goes along, but they're not just sitting there thinking they already know what to do.
We met several days in a row with our mentors to talk to them about what do they see as their role in being a mentor and that type of stuff. So I think you have to have somebody that's going to work with your mentors to get them prepared to go in to know what they should and should not do in a mentor situation. The mentors actually wrote a contract of what they would do in working with the kids.
A high school mentor is paired with every 7th and 8th grader, which is easier to do at this small school where the average class size is about 10. There are two groups that meet every week with an average of 3 or 4 middle school students per high school mentor.
One group meets on Tuesdays at lunchtime and one group meets on Thursdays at lunchtime. And they go into the library and each week we do different things. I just finished lunch with a professional where we had a counselor come in and meet with a group of kids who signed up to meet with them. I had a firefighter, paramedic, EMT person come in and a group met and talked and visited with him. And this is probably my favorite. I had a student who graduated from here. He went to 2 terms of college, went into the family logging business, and just recently received a scholarship from Peter DeFazio's fund, went back, became an educator, and is now teaching for us. So the variety of questions they asked were, do you wish you would have stayed in college? He says, yes, I do. He talked about the difference in cost. See, from 1981, 82 to 2010 or whatever, the mentors were also in there. And one of our teachers came in and said they couldn't believe how much college talk was going on in the halls and the classrooms because they had attended these sessions. We took the focus off of doing homework during the mentor time, but they do it for 1 week during the month so that they get to spend that time on studies with their mentors. I found this gearing up, helping your middle school student prepare for college. I'm very concerned that if I just send this home to parents, it's going to be put down. So I'm going to start with my mentors and my 7th and 8th graders next week. Everybody's going to get a copy of this, and we're going to go through it page by page. We'll do it one time a month. Mm-hmm. The kids can play games in there sometimes if they want to. I particularly liked it when they were playing 21, and I was thinking of how many phone calls I was going to get. They went on and they played 34, and then they played 42, so they were doing math. The mentors said, let's kick it up a notch. Let's make this more about math.
Thanks to this near-peer interaction, students are more prepared for rigorous coursework and the social transition to the high school.
I think if you're going to categorize the results we've seen, one is social. We have a better connection throughout the school from upper-level kids to our younger kids. The other one is academics. The conversations that we hear in classrooms in the hallways are related to college. We didn't have those conversations unless they were initiated by a staff person. I think that is in large part because we include the mentors in everything we do with our Gear Up kids. Because our Gear Up cohort is 7th and 8th grade right now. But when we bring those mentors into our Lunch with Professionals, they're exposed to the same kind of things, and it gets them thinking about their own futures and their own college preparedness. I think those are the two biggest things that we've seen as a difference.
Kids that wouldn't normally hang together are hanging together and learning about each other, where before maybe this clique wouldn't necessarily talk to this clique. Because they're in the same mentor group, they have to interact in a very pleasant way. Last year, we had this situation where one of our 7th grade boys became homeless. We knew about it peripherally. But we had his mentor, who he would not have known had it not been for this program, get involved. I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but forced us to become more involved, get him into a home, and help them. And that was simply 100% through the Gear Up Mentor Program. That would not have happened had we not had this program.
Thanks for listening to Principal Perspectives, brought to you by Oregon Gear Up and Education Partnerships Incorporated. Visit our website, gearup.ous.edu, to listen in on more conversations from Oregon school leaders, as well as access resources and information about preparing students for higher education. At Oregon Gear Up, we believe that college is not a dream, it's a plan.